Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the 20th in the series of Life Notes titled Praying with One Eye Open. This episode is Silent Prayer. The Bible message is from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. Most of us learned to pray with words, by which I mean we spoke our prayers. Because language is how we were taught to communicate with each other, why would we not also communicate with God in the same way? It makes sense, and nothing I say after this point is intended to belittle or discourage the saying of spoken prayers. There are other types of prayer, however, that one may find comforting and effective, depending on the need. Silent prayer is one such type of prayer for me. I've heard various estimates of how much of our communication with each other is actually transmitted by the words we use. A common estimate is about 10%, meaning approximately 90% of the communication received is nonverbal, body language, tone of voice, facial expression, attentiveness, etc. If I tell you that I love you while I'm looking at my cell phone, what message do you receive? Certainly not one of love or devotion. The words lose their literal meaning because my nonverbal behavior is inconsistent with what comes out of my mouth. Could the same be true with God, that the words we use in prayer falter when our attitude and body language are not consistent with our words? I receive regular reminders that I should speak less and listen more, for good reason, no doubt. When I interrupt or say something flippant in an attempt to lighten the mood or redirect a conversation, I send the message that I am not engaged with what is being said, regardless of whether that is my conscious intent, regardless of what words I use, regardless of my body language. That is the message that will be received. The point is that what we communicate and the words we use are often very different, whether we are talking to a friend, a significant other, or God. While God no doubt is interested in what we have to say, I believe God already knows. The Bible tells us that God knows what is in and on our hearts, probably better than we know. Certainly one of the benefits of spoken prayer is simply the exercise of putting what is on our minds into words. Not for God's sake, but for ours. Sometimes the very act of putting feelings into words helps define what is troubling us, and may even suggest a course of action. On the other hand, perhaps God has a message for us, one we cannot receive until we stop talking and listen. Thus the importance, at least for some of us, of incorporating silent prayer into our prayer practice. In my experience, listening for a message from God is different than hearing a message from a friend. I personally have never heard God speak in words or with a human-like voice. Opening our ears to God is more like assuming a responsive stance that opens us to God's guidance. Again, in my experience, an occasional short period of waiting to hear from God is not likely to produce anything useful, nor do messages from God necessarily come at the time we seek them. It is not that God is not willing to communicate with us. The problem is that our distractedness prevents us from being able to receive God's communications. I find God's messages arriving as inspirations while I'm going about my daily activities. Sometimes God speaks through an inspired thought that enters my head. Sometimes it's an inspired meaning from a scripture passage. Sometimes it's in something I read or hear from a friend. I believe a regular assumption of silent receptive posture for extended periods, 20 minutes at a time, once or twice a day, helps orient something within us toward receiving an occasional divine message. Sitting in the presence of God in silence is more of a communion than a conversation. Saying a prayer with words is doing prayer. Silent prayer is being prayer. Both are useful and important. To use only one method is like praying with one eye open. The technique of silent prayer native to Christianity, dating back many centuries, is called centering prayer. You can download a free copy of my Intro to Centering Prayer at my website. Because God is nonverbal for most of us, finding nonverbal ways to commune with God are essential in establishing a two-way relationship where we seek to listen and not simply to be heard. You have been listening to the Life Notes podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.